From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Hurricane Matthew, a powerful Category 3 storm, approached the Bahamas late Wednesday with sustained winds of nearly 200 kilometers per hour after causing widespread damage and flooding in Haiti. Nassau resident Jenny Minas hopes residents there will be able to ride out the storm without serious casualties.
I just hope no lives are lost. That's my main thing. Once lives are not lost, it's okay for me.
At least 10 people were killed on the island of Hispaniola that makes up Haiti and Dominican Republic, but tens of thousands have been displaced in what's being called the worst storm to hit Haiti in half a century. Julie Lee is with the humanitarian organization World Vision in the capital, Port-au-Prince.
We are seeing a lot of damaged housing because of the flood and the heavy rains and those strong winds. A lot of houses have been completely destroyed. We are also seeing a lot of people being rushed and evacuated to temporary shelters.
The U.S. dispatched helicopters to help in search and rescue operations and ferry supplies. Haiti had to postpone its presidential election. The storm is expected to strengthen before it impacts Florida's east coast Thursday, where Governor Rick Scott implored citizens to take the warning seriously.
Regardless if there's a direct hit or not, the impacts will be devastating. I cannot emphasize it enough that everyone in our state must prepare now for a direct hit.
An estimated 2 million people in Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina have been told to leave coastal areas for the safety of the interior. Italy's Coast Guard said it rescued more than 11,000 migrants off the Libyan coast this week and recovering nearly 30 bodies of those attempting to cross the Mediterranean for Europe. More than 5,000 people, mostly from Africa, were rescued Tuesday and Wednesday. More than 140,000 have arrived in Italy so far this year. This is VOA News. The Obama administration Wednesday criticized Israeli plans to build more Jewish settlements in the West Bank, land the Palestinians want as part of a future state. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
And our concern is based on our long-standing view that settlement activity and other efforts to change the facts on the ground in the West Bank and East Jerusalem undermines the goal of a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Israel said this is not a new settlement, but an existing one. It will not expand its borders. Meanwhile, the Israeli Navy intercepted a boat carrying pro-Palestinian female activists trying to break a naval blockade of the Gaza Strip. And the Israeli Air Force struck a series of targets in Gaza in response to a rocket strike on an Israeli border town. At least 19 pro-government Sunni tribal fighters were killed in an airstrike that may have been carried out by U.S. or Iraqi aircraft targeting Islamic State fighters south of the IS-held Iraqi city Mosul. The strike took place in the early hours of Wednesday. An investigation is underway. At the end of a two-day international donors conference on Afghanistan held in Brussels, participants pledged more than $15 billion over the next 4 years. Abdullah Abdullah is the country's chief executive.
I'm heartened to see the international community in donor nations treat Afghanistan as a multi-year and long-term aid partner, knowing full well that we are very much focused on self-reliance.
The funds from 75 countries and more than 20 organizations is about the same level as commitments made by donors at a similar conference held in Tokyo 4 years ago. UN peacekeepers are under fire by a rights group for their behavior during an outbreak of violence in South Sudan's capital, Juba, last July. The Washington-based Center for Civilians in Conflict said the peacekeepers abandoned their posts rather than risk lives to protect civilians. The group's report, based on interviews, said some of the soldiers refused orders to protect civilians, remained confined to their bases as hundreds were killed, and refused to respond when government troops looted and raped aid workers. Former Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Guterres appears on the threshold of becoming the 9th UN Secretary General. Russia's UN Ambassador Vitaly Churkin, the current Security Council president, said he expects the veteran diplomat to be unanimously recommended Thursday.
After our sixth straw poll, we have a clear favorite, and his name is Antonio Guterres. And we have decided to go for a formal vote tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. And we hope it can be done by acclamation.
The 67-year-old Guterres, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, will replace the 72-year-old Ban Ki-moon, who steps down at year's end after serving two terms. Three scientists Wednesday shared this year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry for developing molecular machines that could be injected to fight cancer, make new types of materials, and energy storage devices. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.